Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Yes, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Mafia Radio Show, Men of Faith in Action, with your host Justified and Cocaine. It's another beautiful sunny day here in California. Despite what they're talking about with the storms, it seems like the rain has ceased. I'm going to bring in my co-host Cocaine on the line with me. How you doing today, big brother?
Hey, what's happening with it, brother? Just another day.
Oh, man, just trying to
get
like we... You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What'd you say?
Okay, we're good. Nah, just, you know what I'm saying? Blessings to you, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. Feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Any day you get up, you know, it's definitely a blessing. You know, God had us in mind when he got us up. So I'm blessed, man, and just, you know, hope, you know, and by faith, you know, standing with you, brother. You know what I'm saying? On this crusade, God got us on this platform, and you know, no matter what, we make time for this because it's not about us. It's about God. It's about y'all out there, too, you know, the special guests, you know, the community out there, you know, to give y'all testimony and to encourage somebody else that desperately need that encouragement. So I feel blessed that we are vessels. No matter what we go through, you know, God, look past some of our weaknesses and use that, you know what I'm saying, to really, really get the word out there and put paint where it ain't for the kingdom. There's many ways he has people, different people have different assignments. And I'm just glad, you know, that I can just give him glory and fellowship with a brother, you know, like-minded like yourself, you know, to continue to give God glory and continue to keep this platform we have for the community. So, we blessed, man, and, you know, we get it, man. We give our time and our love because it's not about even the haters or anything like that. We do this past that. We do this simply to God. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like we, you know, got on that level last week, I'd like to ask you to go ahead and, you know, open up the show with that good old prayer, man. Let's invite the Holy Spirit into the situation that, you know, God's will be done through what we're doing here on Mafia Radio. So, you know what I'm saying? You the deacon, go ahead and get that open prayer cracking, brother.
Well, this is coming from a street cat, just like y'all out here. Or, you know, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. So, you know, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now and thanks and praise, first of all. And we just like to invite you in our hearts and be in our conversation, Lord, and let us reach the people that really need to be helped, Lord, and need that inspiration, that spirit that you have. And greater is he that is in me and just in he that is in the world, dear Heavenly Father. So we know, Lord, our weaknesses is the perfect platform to praise you because you're perfection, Lord. And that's one thing, you know, we can stray away sometimes, but the shepherd the shepherd that calls us, we are like sheep. We can always hear the shepherd's voice. And we want to continue on this platform, dear Heavenly Father, to reach an older audience, a younger generation, who are black, white, Chinese, Mexican, it doesn't matter, Lord. Let everybody be reached. Let your spirit work through us, dear Heavenly Father, to reach people and not just have an effect on people's life, but from your word and from your spirit, dear Heavenly Father, have an impact on their life, Lord. So we thank you and we ask that you bind all negativity and all witchcraft and all unnecessary negative energy. We ask now, Lord, that you bind it to the Holy Spirit and let wisdom and truth prevail over everything. In your precious name, we say to you, Lord, amen, amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to thank everybody that's tuning in, all our callers that are on hold on the line. We're going to be coming to you shortly here. If you are listening online and you want to call in and join this conversation and join your faith with ours, call in 646-200-4945. It's the Men of Faith in Action radio show with Justified and Cocaine. Cocaine, these lines is, you know, some people been on hold from the very top of the show. We want to invite them into this situation and let them bring their faith to the table. I'm going to go to the 760 that's on the line. 760, you're on the line.
Hello?
760-927.
Hey, what's up, Justified? It's your boy, Brother Boo, man.
What's up with your Brother Boo? How you doing today, boss man?
Just getting out of church right now, man. Feeling real blessed today, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I thank you for, you know, accepting the invitation and, you know, really accepting the call. We out here, you know, making a call. I'm, you know, me and Cocaine, we're reaching out to the brothers that we know, you know, that have a testimony and that have a voice and that, you know, are active. You know what I mean? I know firsthand you are a man of faith and you in action. So, you know, I just wanted to invite you on these lines to, you know, to share that testimony, give a good word, you know what I'm saying, how God has impacted your life, you know, what's going on with it.
Yeah, man, first of all, I appreciate you for inviting me to this online thing. It's very strange that you say that because, you know, when we go through things in our life, right, when we facing the trials that we're facing, especially in today's world, it kind of hinders us from what God has called us to do. So what happens is we get distracted. And if God calls us to a ministry, we get distracted from the enemies that we face with every day. An enemy may be anything, whatever a demonic force could use to distract you. In other words, it might be something your wife may say to you that morning that distracted you. It might be a sickness in your body that distracted you. It might just be a friend that's hating on you. It might be your mother said the wrong thing. But at the same time, if we put it all behind us and move forward and let God deal with them problems because they're bigger than us, because God said, I will fight every battle that you come your way. So we put that behind us and let God fight them for us. We could move forward in our calling. I was, you know, I've been called like myself, like you have been, Brother Justified, and it's a great movement that you're doing. And I ask God that he strengthens you because you know there are no haters out there. They're going to say, oh, these men are men of God. Who could you say who's not a man of God? The Bible says who has sinned, who have not sinned, throw, cast the first stone. So people are going to look at us for what we've been through in our life, but they don't know the hell that God has took us out of. And right now, brother, I just appreciate you for inviting me to share a word with you, brother. You know, like God said in Romans, right? When Jesus was talking in Romans, he said, I got a seat for you right here at this table. And they're going to look at you and say, oh, he's not worthy to be there. He said, I reserved this seat for him. He's going to be here one day. So can't nobody tell us we ain't being called, and we know we've been called.
Man, that's real talk. That's real talk. And, you know, it's that time, brother, for, you know, us to stand up and, you know, go against that grain that the world would have us try to flow with, you know what I mean? And, you know, not to fit in but to stand out, and you're right. And the word says that, you know, we'll be hated for his name's sake, that when you, you know, take up, you know, that cross and move with him, we're going to be hated by the world. But, you know, the world can't judge us, so we just do what we do despite, you know, what people may have to say. And, you know, like Cocaine always says that, you know, he that has no sin throw that first stone. Therefore, you know, we can't none of us throw no stones, man. So we got to operate through love. You know what I mean? Anything to interject on that, Kane?
Oh, man, I'm just listening to it. You know, my spirit is loving what your brother said. We have to lead by example. One of the things that I struggle with, brother, you know, and that's good that we're in fellowship for. You already know whenever two or three people are in agreement, God is in the midst. But some of the things that I struggle with, brother, is coming out of that suppression and different other things. But see, you know, by reading the, you know, reading the word every single day, getting on my knees to pray with my wife who I have eight babies by, you know, everything that I practice, all my etiquette, my spiritual etiquette is at the house. Therefore, that when I apply those principles, I understand you can never trade temptations in for another because it's a whole bunch of yokes that God has to break.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to remember that he's not kicking it with people in high principalities and, you know, all that good stuff. He was right there healing the maimed, healing. He was right there with healing the lupus, people with anything during that time, you know. So the things that I struggle with, I try not to beat myself up with because I know I'm saved, brother. And when you know you're a child of God saved, it's a certain way that you're only saved by understanding what grace is. Grace is everything because people always, it seems God used so eloquent to people to you know, that have been through some horrific things. And when you read about David and you read about Moses and you read about Paul and you read about all these heroes, you understand they did some most craziest stuff in the world, man.
Right.
See, God, nowadays, I believe in my spirit that God is raising a nation that's not unlikely according to tradition. The understanding that tradition is cool, but see, God is coming to wake up the church because there's so much things that are going on that took prosperity, which means peace within first, way out of context. You know, they became lovers of themselves. You see what I'm saying? Well, see, God needs us to reach that youth, and we understand it could be the most unlikeliest way God used because by understanding different scriptures and reading about different heroes and just people with those times that they went through things, you start to get it, that God needs to use people like us to really talk the language to invite them over to Christ and invite them over to that. So, you know, my thing is, brother, I salute you as we are all in this spiritual battle together. But it's like going back to what you said. I really concur, brother. If ye cast the first stone without sin, it's like God will not allow. The Lord didn't allow that Samaritan woman to get stoned. And it says, who are you? And like we all at Matthew's house sometimes, brother, because, you know, like he told them people, you're a sinner in finer garments. Well, see, God is coming on the sub. He coming down on that dirty manger, born in a dirty manger level. That you know, because that's the only way we able to reach, you know, our people who desperately need that help. Because more so than the 40 and up club, Satan is attacking the youth at an all-time high. So God needs to use the fact that we still have that suppression, understanding that the Lord Yeshua, man, picked those riders for those people that people don't mention, those disciples, for a reason. He did it for a reason. You know, he was already in this comfort zone already because, you know, it was greater as he that is in him than he that was in the world, fam. He was already in his comfort zone. But he picked fighters. People, I don't want to mention you when you come around. So we start to get it. When you pick up this, if anything that has something to do with righteousness, we don't get attacked. You know, but it's not for us to even, you know, at times, we got to remember, I'll say this one last thing. We got to remember, we celebrate, we have a jubilee, and we're supposed to celebrate the Lord, and we're supposed to celebrate what God did with all the prophets, and we celebrate love, bottom line. But then you also got to think about the radical side of things because That's what the Lord Yeshua was about. You got to remember, he was a writer. He flipped over tables. You're making my father's house into a den of thieves.
Yeah.
So now we need to get people out of the church because they're too much into the comfort zone, and get even from different other religions that tell about, they put paint where it ain't. And maybe,
right.
You know, I just pray God continue to use us and look past all our faults, which he does. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why Jacob was blessed. And Esau might have been a hard worker, but Jacob, Israel, was blessed. You understand? Because of
yeah.
the simple fact he was in search of God on heart. And we are all prodigal sons in some cases.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I salute you. I salute you from my spirit, homie. I salute
likewise,
you
brother.
And say glory to God, because at the end of the day, yeah. we don't take that shine. It's about him. He looks past everything, and he takes our, man, there were some weak people out there in that Bible and different other people that play, you know, through history. God took the weakest ones, man, and used them.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and what I'd like to say about, you know, my brother Boo right here, you know, on Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action, you know, our goal is to bring the men of faith in action to the table. And I just want to, you know, throw it out there, you know, that I know what you do as far as, you know, with the youth football. You feel me? That's action. You're doing something that's, you know, taking these youth away from the gangs and the violence and giving them something positive, you know, to pour their frustrations and energies into. And like I said, you work with them, and we're all in positions to where we can influence the youth. And I applaud you for all the things that you
yeah.
do, you know, here in the high desert with your football team.
Yeah.
And just being, you know, a role model, bro, you know, not only for kids but for grown men, even for myself, to be able to see the blessing on your life, the things that, you know, God has given you with your barbershops and, you know, the stuff that
yeah.
you do, bro. You motivate me. When we went into our venture, you know, with the club, bro, we operated with godly principles. We did good business. You know, you showed me love, you know. So I just, you know, want to salute you, you know, for calling in and sharing with us. And, you know, if you're not too busy and you want to hang on the line and, you know, enjoy the rest of this conversation and, you know, be able to chime back in with some feedback on, you know, whatever God may bring to the table today, I'd encourage you to do that. We want to keep these call lines moving. I see everybody on the check-in. We got the 323s, the 310s, the 562s, 424, 760. They all in the building. If you're listening online and you want to call in, dial 646-200-4945 and press that 1 button, and we'll let you bring your faith to the table. We're going to keep these call lines moving, and I'm going to roll down to this 424 that's been holding on for a minute. 424, you're on the line with Justified Cocaine, the Men of Faith in Action radio show. How are you today?
Your brothers, how y'all doing today?
Blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
What about?
God bless everybody today, man. How's everybody feeling today, man? It's a blessing, man, to be here, man, to speak upon the word of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He say two or three come together, we have church. So let's have church, brother.
Yeah, hey, brother, and that's the real church.
That's the real church. Hey, I want to say what's up to Cocaine, too, man. I don't know if we never had the opportunity to meet, man, and just the fact that, you know, we're here together speaking on the word of the Lord, and at the same time, you've been such a big icon you is in this industry, man. I just want to say it's a blessing, man, to be in the presence of you, bro.
Oh, man, I receive that. All the glory to God, man. It's an honor to be on the phone with you, too, brother. That's what it is.
Man, appreciate it.
Real
appreciate that. Yes, sir, man. Basically, man, you know, I'm a man of God, man, you know, raised in church all my life. Always had a great spirit, never let nobody break my spirit. You know, the devil show is working out here. I see so much going on from a lot of people we was raised up with not here with us today, and a lot of people that we was raised up with, which was our loved ones, whether it was family or not, turning against each other, man. I'm just saying the devil was really busy. You know what I'm saying? He coming in between a lot of people in their household. When you watch these TV shows, you see a lot of these celebrity relationships just fall apart, and they just advertising so much of the devil's work, man, on TV, and it influence a lot of these people that's paying attention and taking them in the wrong direction. And I'm watching the devil really work, but at the same time, I sit back and I pray. And when I pray for my people, man, that we be strong within each other, man, so that we can arise from all of this, man, because he gave us dominion to win, but we have to recognize it and we have to use it, you know what I'm saying, in order to be accepted, to get to the kingdom. Like God said, everybody in church ain't going to heaven. You know what I'm saying? So you got so many people even in the church houses, man, that's pretending and just bringing the wrong type of love into the house, man. And, you know, God sees all things. He don't like ugly, man. And I just pray for us to be able to be strong enough to be able to make it through whatever he come through for destruction, because when he come, he's coming. And ain't nothing we can do about it. So, you know, within my heart, I just try to be the best that I can be. At the end of the day, just try to work for him while doing what I got to do and spread his word and his love, you know.
Yeah, the most profound thing we could do when we get up, and if anything, act first thing, you say, thank you, God. Secondly, you say,
amen.
Lord, yes, well, help me. Because, you know, there's so many things that's going on, and first the thing that's going on is the spiritual battle within, you know. And
yes,
people looking so much out as they need to look inward, you feel me? So, you know, when we keep praying for those things and having the faith that Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, you know, faith is the substance of things to hope for. We already know the rest, and evidence of things not seen. Still, it's always a hope and a prayer. It's just like, you know, you could be down in a basketball game, but you could throw up that hope and prayer. And that's what we have.
Sir.
We have that hope and faith, and that things, you know, will change. Because even though it's a mountain of things that the enemy is on, this one thing I know to be true, that every knee shall bow. Lucifer,
every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow. Hey, you can get, do you think we can get away with stuff, right? Hey, I just thank God that, number one, he allows us brothers to fellowship on this phone. And people out there listening on this, because it's a thing going on in the world. And God
yes,
wants
it is.
Us to be in this world, but not of this world. So
not
even though we
world,
have
exactly.
to, yeah, even though we have to operate day by day, one thing we get great joy in and we fear not is that is joy, strength, and protection, safety, direction in the Lord. Because you'll lose your mind like most of these people out there losing their mind. They have no concept. You look into their eyes are dark. But see,
yeah, they had no direct connect, you know?
Yeah,
they like,
even
I mean,
in the abyss, even in the abyss of a, you know, even in the abyss,
see,
you know what I'm saying? God can reach that deep, deep darkness. So that's what, you know, my prayer is too, along with you, brother, is to let us keep being consistent. Ask the Lord to give us strength because, you know, if you stray off just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, Satan's out there with the fish lines and fish hooks, man.
Yeah, and he's snatching people up.
He's snatching people up. So one of the things that helped me, fam, I ain't gonna lie, I stay close to the wife, the kids, and my family, and I pray
that's
for
the best
Lord.
Way.
I don't. God wants us to do this, brother. When God changes us, he don't expect us to look down at people. He expects us to, your assignment is to go back and
uplift
get them.
Back and get them, yeah, uplift them and save his people. He sent us out his soldiers, man, to save his people, man. He uses us, man, and it feel good to be used. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we always out here running around looking for something to do, and then we never go God's route, so you wind up running to these brick walls and crashing all the time. But when you know God is using you and you see your spirit just feel good and feel fulfilled because you're doing so much greatness to where you see it overcoming, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really uses us out here, but you really have to recognize that fact that, you know what I'm saying, God is really using us. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's using y'all today. You called me today out of the blue, gave me this text message. I wasn't expecting it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even go to church today, and Lord knows my spirit is hungry. Like, you know what I'm saying? So to be here today, like, he's y'all to reach out to me, man. And for you to reach out to me, it lets me know just how real God is to me and that there's no way that this ain't pretending. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I appreciate just everything that's going on as far as the movement with the Lord, man. You know what I'm saying? And praise God to everybody out there. I hope everybody find them at the end of the day.
man, you said it all right there, Jack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and at the end of the day, I just like to say, man, I give all thanks and all glory to God, man. Though we live of the world, but we are not of the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I just pray that he continue to touch us and continue to work with us and continue to save us. I know Jeremiah 33:3 said, call on him, he will answer and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So if there's a lot of things that you don't know, please don't be afraid to get on your knees, man, and ask him, and he will show you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And man, that's real. Man. Because I know I don't know everything, but I do know. Call on God, do open up my eyes when my eyes are dark, and when I call on God, and anything that's in my way, it do be removed. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I notice these things. Like, I can give you testimonies of different things that, you know, I'd experienced in my life, and when I called on God, he was right there. Recently, not to just keep running my mouth, but I just in the spirit right now. Recently, I was sitting down and my chest was hurting. I was drinking and smoking. I had a great night the night before, and I woke up the next day and my chest kept beating abnormal, like I was gonna have a heart attack. And you know, it was frightening me a little bit. So I closed my eyes and I said a prayer. And when I said the prayer, when I opened my eyes, I was watching this TV show. And when I opened my eyes after saying my prayer on this TV show, they showed a printer being printed out of the office of a heart. As soon as I said my prayer, opened my eyes, and I see this TV show, and I see this heart being printed out of this computer on this TV show just in the middle of a scene. Like, he just showed me, wow. He answered me right there. He talks to us through different things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right there, my spirit just was enlightened, just let me know that God is real, and he answers, and he's there for us. All he wants us to do is to use our heart and be faithful. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
He's right there.
Amen.
When we think he ain't there, he's there. You know what I'm saying? Every time
Amen.
We think he ain't there, he's there. A lot of times, we've probably been in situations where, man, you don't know how you got out of it. God. You know what I'm saying? And we always got to recognize that God. Alone, we tell ourselves that it was God, then we know the truth. And then he hears us and he feels us at the same time. So he's going to continue to bless us and put us in situations to get us out of the wrong way and out of the wrong path and off the wrong road, man. So if we recognize it, man, he works with us. And that's just truth. And that's just real, you know?
Yeah. Man.
Yes,
amen.
Sir, yes. We want to thank everybody that's, you know, holding on the line. We appreciate you. We want to take it down to this 562 that's chimed in. 562, you're on the line, Justified in Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith in Action. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's good, brothers, man? It's your boy, Jaden Cash from Long Beach, California. You know what I'm saying? Calling in to the Mafia Show, man, the Mafia Radio Show. Just, you know, getting, a good service in with you guys. You know what I'm saying? Of course, everybody been through a lot, you know. Of course, I can say everything I've been through, but, you know, I'm blessed. I'm still here. I'm moving, you know, and it's a real positive thing you're doing. Both of you guys, actually, you know, everybody who's listening and supporting, you know, and calling, it's a very positive thing to do, you know. Everybody has so much they can be doing, you know, and it's real big, you know, to have, even if it's not really based on religion, even if it's just positiveness, even if it's, you know, giving light to the young people, you know, giving, you know, a little word to you of what you know to these, you know, up-and-comers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all love, man. I just want to just thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, for letting me, you know what I'm saying, call and, you know, share what I got to say with you guys.
Man, we appreciate you tuning in. You know, I got a lot of love for you, Jay Cash, you know what I'm saying? Very talented artist, you know, God is, you know, giving you a gift, and you have a great ability, you know, to communicate, you know, through your music. And, you know, one thing playing the game in this industry that, you know, God has, you know, called me and put on my heart to do is to, you know, guide and mold, you know, those gifts and lean them towards him. And it's not, you know, no, I'm a gospel rapper or I'm a Christian rapper. It ain't about that. It's about being conscious and accountable for the messages that we put out, you know what I mean, and using that gift, because just as God wants to use our gifts, the enemy wants our gifts just as bad, if not worse. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't got to worry about it, because if he wants you, he got you. If he call you, you don't have no choice. You might bump your head along the way, but if he got a call on your life and he's chosen you, you know, you're only fighting yourself. And I'm not saying you as in you, Jay Cash, but anybody that's in a battle with themselves, you know, running away from what God has for them. If he wants you, he got you. He's just going to, you know, allow you, you know, to stumble into him, because that's where he finds us at. Is at our lowest points, you know what I mean, to where you can't get no lower. The only way is up, and that's where he grabs us. So sometimes we fall, but like, you know, Donnie McClurkin say, you know, we can stand up and do it again. So I appreciate you, you know, taking time out of your Sunday afternoon to, you know, to call in and fellowship with the Mafia, bro. We appreciate you.
Time, man. I really want to give y'all a salute, man. Not only as, you know, as men, you know, as black men, just, you know, as human beings in general, man, just, you know, doing what y'all are doing for the youth, you know, and no matter what, you know, you guys got a lot of influence. There's a lot of people who I know personally who look up to both of you guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all positive spirits, you know, even though we all come from the streets, you know, we come from the struggle, but, you know, we didn't forget, you know, where the struggle, you know, where we wanted to go and where the struggle, you know, made us stronger things for us, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let y'all go and do y'all thing. You know, I'm still be on the line. I'm doing my thing here and there, but, you know, I'm still with you guys, man. So y'all have a blessed Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I got.
You too, brother.
You know, but I appreciate
Hey, man, we appreciate that, Cash. We're going to talk, man. God want to use you, bro, and we're going to get you there, my nigga. You already called, brother. I know this for certain. So we're going to keep it moving through these call lines. I got a 323-347 that's chimed in with us today. 323, you're on the line. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
Yes, sir. This is Minister Reese, the Prophet to the Streets, calling in this afternoon to the Mafia Radio Show. God bless you guys.
Yes, sir.
God
yes,
bless
sir.
You too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just saying, Justify, talk to that brother right now. And you know what, Justify, whether you know it or not, brother, those words that you were speaking to that brother that was on the line was the words, and those words were for me. I was one of those brothers that was lost, kept stumbling, falling, woo-woo, knowing that I had a call on my life. I was running away from the things that God wanted me to do. But you know what? This is my season and my hours to step that I have stepped into what God wants me to do. I'm not running from it no more. I was listening to you right now. I'm like, wow. You were talking to me.
No, that wasn't me. God talking to you. If you could, if you're listening online, we're picking up like an echo. So if you got your listening online as well, if you could turn that down a little bit because we're picking up that feedback. But definitely, brother, you know, the spirit moves how he wants to. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so cold that even been day cash, it might have been for you and it may have been for him and it may be for any other people, you know, that are listening online. You know, God knows what he's doing. And, you know, I'm just thankful that he uses me and cocaine and that he gave us the platform to open up to be able to say that, because Dream doesn't want what we got to say being said. God gave us a platform to be able to do that, and it's powered by him. That's why as men of faith and action, we just in action. Action is that God has drawn out, not just for me, not just for cocaine. All of us lose our influence, you know, just because, you know, we're musicians and we have a certain level of popularity. He is on the line. He has influence. He owns barbershops, so it's young cats around here that look up to him. So it ain't just Hollywood, man. It's every one of us has an influence. You got an influence from your nephews and your kids and your family that may look to you and respect you. You know, that influence, we got to use that influence to push this agenda, because the devil surely got one. You feel me? So when God is, it takes a man, not a boy, you know what I'm saying, to step up and do what God want him to do.
Man, that's real, man.
So
yes, sir.
We always appreciate you tuning in. I see you on the call in. You know, you fellowship with us weekly, brother, and that's what we want. We want it to be a place to where we can gather and fellowship and bring all this faith into one place at one time. It's every Sunday.
Exactly.
And on the Minister of Faith radio show.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Reese, because me and this brother, y'all, you know, we talk a lot. This is my family, you know, from the same land, Pomona. And he seen my trials and tribulations. I seen his trials and tribulations. It's a blessing to have a brother like that, you know, especially coming from where we came from, to for God to take you, brother, out of them hellish pits, you know, for you to be an example to his glory. I know what you've been through. I was a witness to what you've been through. And it's a blessing, brother, you know, to continue the fellowship. And that's what it's about, just like Justify said. You see how you call in every week? We want to make this infectious. We're not letting this platform or this assignment play out like African medallion chains in 1992 hip-hop. We're not doing that. We're going to continue on this mission, and we appreciate you calling in. We want to get to a song soon. You know I love you, Reese, God, but God loves you more. Me and you both more.
Yes, sir. I love you guys too, man, with the love of God, man, and continue to do it. We all got work to do, and that's what we're doing here, man. You know, it's about the kingdom. It's about kingdom business, man, and I appreciate you guys. God bless you, and have a good day.
You too, man. Love you, brother.
Love you back, man.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, let's get to a song.
Yes, that's what we're about to get into right now, Big Bobo. We
want
to let the spirit move, and we're going to go with a song that I'm sure all of us can relate to. And, you know, the truth of the matter is I'm lost without you. And when I say you, I'm talking to God.
I didn't hear the gunshots, but my mom did.
I just talked to him on the phone like 2 minutes before that, just to ask him, you know, where you at, man, where you at? Right around the corner.
And she said, it sounds like a gunshot.
He's not in the game. He didn't do anything wrong walking down the street.
He'd never been arrested, never been suspended from school.
And the neighbor across the street said, Althea, Jeff's been shot.
Yay. What's up, Crip Loco? Yeah. Y'all niggas shot me last night. Smoked a nigga for nothing. What the fuck? Why the fuck you wanna murder me? Your punk ass never heard of me. I never did nothing to your family. Still you wanna kill a young nigga randomly. You wanna take the life God handed to me. Send it back to him cause you ain't a fan to me. Scary bitch with a gun, that ain't a man to me. That's an animal, a fucking cannibal. I'm Geronimo and Hannibal. We're international gangster bull. I'm a bull in Barcelona with a corona. Use a fake ass nigga, where's your owner? I'm a real live man, you a persona. Now I'm a goner, call my mama in the corner. Mr. Gunman, your plan is working. Cause niggas is dying and mamas is hurt.
Why you wanna murder me?
Yeah, you never know what to expect on Mafia Radio. I did that to show y'all how God can use anybody. And I just wanted to pay homage to, you know, young Trayvon Martin. You know, why they shoot that young man, you feel me? And there's a lot of injustice going on. And we as artists and people of influence, we got to speak on these things. You know what I mean? My brother Cocaine was talking to me this morning about, you know, all the things that's going on, all the stuff, how the odds is just stacked against us. But God is an odd breaker. You know what I mean? He's a win every time. Cocaine, what you feel about that, man? Why they want to murder me? You still with us, Kane?
Hold on. Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a lot of injustices going on. And see, if we're going to speak on anything, you know, like the prophets or Lord Yahshua, the Messiah, and God's assignment, you know, it's a rise against, you know, injustices, you know, political, different political agendas. It's just a lot of evil things that's going on. So, we just want to be led by the Spirit and by grace to talk about some of those injustices, to use that platform to really inspire people to think different and know that there is a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there, and there's a lot of trickery out there, and there's a lot of hypnotizing things out there. See, a lot of the youth, only if they break out that matrix system, they'll start to get it. And see, God needs to use people that can go into the lands now or the neighborhoods, so to speak, and talk the same language, but to be able to inspire them by action. Just like the Men of Faith in Action, Sisters of Faith in Action, we are here to inspire, to lead by example. And one of the ways that I can help the youth and that you can help the youth, you have a beautiful family over there, Justify. I have a beautiful family that God blessed me with, Justified. Eight children by that one woman. So God on purpose said, you're going to have to do something for the youth. Jerry, you're going to have to do something. Justify, y'all going to have to do something for the youth. And like the brother that owns the barbershops and different things, you got to do something for the youth, because that's what it's about. If Satan can come in and mess with our youth and tamper with a very crucial time in their lives to where they're growing, well, then he is really putting a monkey wrench in the game. But see, glory to God. God will shortcut him off and be like, hey, just when you thought, Satan, I'm going to use Justified, Jerry, I'm going to use whoever I'm choose to use to carry out this order. If somebody cussing on a record or if somebody doing this, well, you know, God says I will use that too because I don't show partiality to the right or left. In fact, I will use that more because nowadays these youngsters don't have nobody up to look up to. That's why they're not packing the church houses sometimes or different things because after people have just come in here and took the God right out of the context, you know what I'm saying, and kicked him to the side and became carnal. So, you know, for us to have that type of impact and going on what you said, Justify, to talk about those injustices, that's what the Bible, that's what, you know, other religions, Quran, Hebrews, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I thank God, too, for understanding and reading about the Lord Yeshua and different things that he represented. And one thing that he stood up for, out of anything, that stood up for injustice. You know what I'm saying? He really talked about injustices more so than he talked about a lot of other things. He talked about the enemy, you know, more than he did a lot of other things. That it's something, it's coming. And we just want to be able to use this, brother, instrumentally as a puzzle piece because we're all puzzle pieces. You know, we might be a corner, you might be a middle, you know what I'm saying, but we all working for the body. And that's what we're going to continue to do on this platform is really talk about the injustices. Because if you really want to be specific, man, story of the Lord Yeshua being took out was really because he was ruffling a couple of them people up in politics and political agenda. You know what I'm saying? And they were jealous of that and jealous of his gifts and healing. And he ruffled the system. So now this is a modern-day Roman Empire, man. It's like we have to ruffle the system, you know, because things are not right. And one of the things they want us to do is keep us, you know, a house divided, a house will fall, using the race type of thing, but instead of the truth type of thing. Because I think other races and even our own would respect it if we would embrace the truth. But they do a good job by packing us in jail, keeping us fighting, and all the while it's a hidden hand called the man behind everything. And that's Satan. You know, so, but we have to be resilient. So, you know, praise God, I pray and I have faith. Justified and callers out there and people that called in that, you know, that resilience is going to pay off because looking at Brother Martin Luther King, who followed the likeness of the Lord Yeshua, was amazing. When that brother said his last speech, he knew he was going to go. So what that tell us? God uses, and if it has to come to it, Lord, we got to be willing to lay our life down on the line for you. We got to be willing to lay the life down on the same thing for our family, you know, and that's what I love that God has given me the strength because we are all targets now. But you know what? That's a bullet I'll gladly take because I ain't taking no number, and we shouldn't have to take no number. And the good news about it is that even if it's mountain of odds out there, it don't matter. The devil is a liar. He is losing the battle. He might look like he's winning on the outside, but he's losing the battle. And you know why? This is the indication right here on Mafia Radio. You're losing the battle no matter what. You can't get us to stop praising God and trying to do better and trying to influence some of these people, whether young or old, whoever. And see, that's what we have to know. There's no guilt that we have to suffer or endure. There is one that took all that suffering, wore everything like a rider and said, I'm going to take this for you. You know, so you don't have to get up and beat yourselves up. You know, you just got to know you saved. You got to know you got a mission. And if you can, if young brothers and sisters, especially youngsters, if y'all can quick to pick up a pistol and quick to shoot and quick to dodge bullets and stuff like that, being in that type of place, well, then why is it so hard for you to pick up a Bible or word or Quran or whatever? You see, the enemy has had your mind down for too long, feeding you that garbage on television, letting you think that certain things is cool. Well, I'm not here to judge you. No one can judge you. No one can judge me. But the bottom line is, think different. God wants something better for all of us. And the only way we're able to do it is just not beat ourselves up. Ask God to help you. Ask him to break the yoke. Because you can't change nothing. Only he can. So we appreciate a platform to express these, you know, testimonies and to express these injustices that we feel from the spirit. Not because we feel like it's just wrong. Yeah, we know it's wrong. But we feel inspired to go ahead and say, nah, no matter if I'm in the industry, no matter if I have barbershops, no matter nothing, something wrong, no matter if I don't know, but only one, no lick of scriptures, no matter not, one thing that I know, like a baby that come out the womb, I know my mother's love, so I know my father's love. And our father's love is to go ahead and love these other brothers out there, and at the same time, ask, people don't get it. We are only human beings. It's like at the same time we could talk eloquent. We have issues that we have and storms and everything else that we have to go through. So at the end of the day, you know, prayer changes things. You know what I'm saying? That's the language of it. And that's what we're doing, man. We're going to continue to speak out against things that are wrong. You feel me? Even within ourselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to take a moment out to thank all our callers that are in the queue, the 562s, the 864s, the 310s, 702s, 424s. We see you and we appreciate you. If you're listening online and want to call in and join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. I have a 702 that just chimed in on us. We want to bring them on the line. 702, you're on the line with the Men of Faith in Action. How are you today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Bless, man, bless.
Yeah, I got to kind of make it quick. Man, this is Brother Luke Ritzma. I got to kind of make it quick, but I want to give a shout-out to everybody that follows the Lord and that, you know, that knowing that they will receive his blessings, but we must give it all up to him, no matter what the situation. And I think that what Brother Cocaine was speaking on was very positive and that... you know, like I'm young myself, you know, and I see it happening on a daily where the youngsters really don't have a basis. You know what I'm saying? Like they really need to get in with the word and you know, instill in everything in God, you know, and even myself, I went so long without knowing the truth, you know, growing up is when I found the truth. You know, and I found God, I got closer to God, I started realizing certain things weren't right. And I had to backtrack on just about everything in my life that I was doing because I didn't realize that, you know, my mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer when I was 6 years old and dying and everything. And I just didn't realize because I was so infuriated and thought that God did this to me when it wasn't him that was doing it to me the whole time.
Oh, that's right. Right.
You know, and I think the positive message, you know, will definitely outweigh the negative messages in our society. I mean, you know, I'm a man, you know, I'm a human being, I'm just flesh, you know, that's why I try and let the spirit take over and do what, you know, the Lord has for me.
Amen. And that's what you said, man, going back to that, man. It said, love covers a multitude of sins. You know what I'm saying? One act of kindness, and that's what we're here to use the Spirit and ask God that dwells with inside our temples, our modern-day churches, which is we are the church. Our, you know, your body is the temple. You know, I just thank God that we're able to be vessels, to be fishermen of men, to bring people in. And that's what it's about. You know, it has to be God, man. I'm telling you, bro. I thank God for that part. You know, my some of my weaknesses and things that we all can go through, you know, every single day. And it's like God looks past that. And when you get down on your bended knees and pray and you ask for forgiveness and you ask for direction, and he gives his spirit inside of your whole structure and being. And when he does, you can start seeing things profoundly and hear his voice profoundly. And, you know, it's a blessing because you say, you know, who am I? And it's not so much that we good. It's that God is good all the time. His grace is sufficient enough for us. If you feel honored, you can't help but talk about God, especially if you really try to practice, because practice makes near perfection as human beings, but he is perfection. But every day that I get up, brother and man, it's like I say, God, wow. I say, you saved my life. You saved my marriage. You saved me when I was in my darkest wounds, Lord. It's like you saved me. You did all that. And then you can't help, man, because it's infectious. And, yeah, we go through our storms, you know what I'm saying? That's why the key into sustaining your assignment, no matter if God has to break more yokes in your life, is to simply stay consistent in prayer and always surrounding yourself around things that you can feed your spirit, which is wisdom. You might can get wisdom from a book. You might can get wisdom from social conscious the interview or whatever it is. From, definitely from the Word of God you can, but you have to feed your spirit things that are really going to help your assignment so you can start to see things crystal clear. And, yeah, just because God got you on this mission don't mean you got no – don't mean that you don't have dust on your gaiters, because you do. Yeah. We all do. We all do. But the thing is inconsistency. When you stay resilient at it, when you say, no matter what I'm going through, and we all can go, it is not so much that the enemy beats us up more than we beat ourselves up. We don't need to do that. See, God is a redeemer. No matter what, he knows what's going on. And anybody that's on this planet that you can name your most prestigious preachers, your most whatever they want title they want to put on a name, they go through so much, fam. And it's time to take the mask off. And, you know, and as far as what we do as human beings and stewards, it's time to take the mask off and keep it all the way 1,000. Because ain't no sugarcoating with God. It's like, if what would I look like, brother, if I talk the talk and not walk the walk? That means tell you, brothers, I'm a new creation. My music might have caught up to that so much, but at least, Lord, allow me to balance it out a little bit so I can eventually get to the place that I really love to do music on, is to help lift people like a modern-day Marvin Gaye on what's going on. But he understands he has to use some of that stuff to get over here. So that's if that God got me for that, what type of brother would I say if I tell you that I don't defile my wife or my marriage no more. I don't hang out like I used to. It is not faulting people that hang out now. This is something that I must do, and you know what I'm saying? So we have an obligation, man, to continue to stay consistent and resilient in the spirit no matter what's going on. And it's not so much outside forces, I mean outside people, that really throwing stones on you more than your own people in your own backyard, man. But see, God already knew that. You know, and so that's part of that human nature, that vicious cycle. And it's like, man, I thank God that we are led by the Spirit. I ask him how sometimes, but then I don't ask him why. I always ask him how, but I don't ask him why. You feel what I'm saying? So I just praise God for you, brother. I praise God for all this, because we're soul searching. But you can't fit. You can't see like this. You can't fit a 3-4 on a 2-inch nail. You can't do that. You have to be led by it. The one thing of submitting is the power that comes on your tongue. We have to be careful at times things that comes out on our tongue, but even if things that are not according to God's language or whatever, God still reads our heart, because Esau might have been a good worker, but Jacob was in search of what? God's own heart. And we have to be in search of God's own heart. And what does God's heart say? What does the Word say then? What does God's love say to me? God's love say to me, go to the youth. Where is that? Because Satan is at an all-time high shooting arrows at the youth. They're going to look up to you justified. They're going to look up to you cocaine. And this is your assignment. Lead by example. after you captivate them. Let my spirit flow through you, God. And this is not only just for us, too. This is the same mission that God got us all on for the brother that called that owned the barbershop to have the youth football team. You see, because there's too many too many shaking and baking and rubbers on the steps of the what? Church. Now, we're not doing that. We're not saying that. We're not saying, you know, you don't have to go to the club or you don't have to do that. See, that's one thing God can't stand is when God changed somebody for the good, but then you look bad on where the place you came on from the bad at other people that's doing bad. No. See, that's the problem. So, see, God needs accountability for all of us. And, see, we are on that mission to do that. I feel a spirit right now. We are on that mission to do that. And God is putting the puzzle pieces. So I lean not on my own understanding, but for the simple fact that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. This whole thing is about walking in his footsteps, but do the righteous things in the world, starting leading by example, by action, not by lip service. And we pray for those that ain't got where we got to, because it's terrible having that silverback gorilla on your back. It's terrible. But see, God, when he takes it off our back, you say to yourself, understand, fam. Well, I understand. People look at you crazy, fam. They say, oh, you ain't nothing but the same job. Yeah, I can talk the same language you talk, but it's something that's different inside me, fam, and they still don't understand it. So even when they don't understand it, we got to bag up, because we can kick God out the driver's seat and take our armor down, like it says in Ephesians 6, put the whole body of armor on, and you got to let God work it. Because you can get frustrated. You can get very frustrated because everybody think you want to be fisherman men, and everybody's thinking that your godliness ain't just as important as their godliness, or your mission ain't right when you kicking God off the driver's seat. You feel me? So that's why I pray for deliverance and understanding with the youth. That this is something for all of you if you want it. And I'm telling you, this is something you want, because hell and heaven is real and it's coming on the way. And everybody's like jackasses in a circus being tricked in a Pinocchio story. I'm telling you, it's real. You know what I'm saying? So this is some of the things we get passionate, fired up about. We stay consistent, and me and Justify chop it up, brother, all the time. We say, I'm inspired by my ancestors. That's the problem. The youngsters would be really inspired if we had certain things that people stood up for that just not even know, they're not even knowing. And see, that's what the enemy wanted to do. He wanted to strip you. We are kings. And queen, it's queens out there. So what does the Lord say? He is the king of all who. Who do you think he was talking about? I'm a king. But he's the supreme king of all who. Brothers like yourself, king. Brothers like you, just king. And all them young brothers out there that are kings and young sisters that are queens out there. And see, that's what God is using us for. And no matter if he's using a peach tree or a plum tree or a banana tree, guess what? He's using it from the same dirt. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Right, we appreciate Luke for calling in, bro. I know I network and, you know, chop it up with you on the Facebook quite a bit. And I appreciate you, you know, calling in and bringing your faith to the situation, brother. It's highly appreciated.
All right. God bless y'all.
God bless you, brother.
We're going to keep these call lines moving. We got a few people with their hands up. 562, I see you. 864, I see you. We're going to come in with this 562. They've been holding on for quite a minute. 562, you're in the building with Justified Cocaine, the Men of Faith in Action. How you doing today?
God bless y'all.
What's going on with it, boss?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. First, I want to give an honor to God. Then I want to congratulate Cocaine on the West Coast Legend Awards last night.
Oh, thank you, brother. God bless you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
That's right, man.
Praise God.
Yeah, man, it's like my testimony, first of all, this Huncho, man. What's up, Jeff?
What up with your boy?
Nothing, man. Just sitting on my back porch while I had church. You know what I'm saying? We all got our spot. I'm sitting on my back porch listening to you guys, man. Y'all touching my heart right now. And it's like things I feel y'all touching on, and it's like I feel the same way, how people don't understand how God works, far as, you know, you got to go through some things to understand who throwing all that out there at you. You know what I mean? God going to let us go through some things so he'll get the glory in the end. And the glory meaning that you understand who God is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I know, you know, that he speaks to you. You know what I mean? That he's working through you. And, you know, I reached out to you because my spirit said, man, you know, Huncho got something to say. You know what I mean? And just, you know, this business that we're in, the things that we do and the things that we deal with in this industry, you know, our professions, they, you know, don't equate to who we are. It's what we do. And to be able to be in a position like, you know, what we're doing with the honors, you know, that's not necessarily, it's not religious. You understand what I'm saying? But it was born and birthed through a love, of showing love. You know what I mean? And you're honoring. When you say honor, you know, God called us to honor our mother and our father. He called us to love our brothers as we love ourselves. You know what I mean? So when you take a platform like the midst of this industry and you let love lead the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to honor my brothers. I'm going to show my brothers some love, and I'm going to present them and acknowledge them, you know, for what they've done. And it's not every this is something I heard somebody saying. I don't know where I heard it from, but they said Christ was not a Christian. And that's deep. You feel what I'm saying? So Christ was love. God is love. And man has put these subtitles and these, you know, put it in a container, tried to box it up and you know, keep it in the cut, when it's, you know, God and Christ and Allah and love and power and all that good stuff, man, is bigger than, you know, just a word. It's an action. You feel me? And love shows. And I just want to, you know, salute you for allowing God to put that plan in your mind to show love. Because what happened last night was we had a lot of brothers in that building, man, and we was able to impart our, you know, our will, which is God's will, upon a crowd of people that didn't come there to expect to hear what they heard or to experience and feel what they felt. And I just salute you for what you're doing with the, you know, West Reunion honors and all that, because that is an act of God. That is you being a man of faith and putting it in action. You dig?
Let's salute God because he brought us together, man. I'm on the phone with the legendary Cocaine. And you know, I got to honor my boy Justify for Promoter of the Year. You know what I'm saying? He get that Man of Faith Award, too, with the Promoter of the Year. We just keep this, man, because that's how God wanted it. We men of the kingdom. I'm going to just say that, man, because I'm watching out for this kingdom, make sure we keep envy away, because he tried to last night, Cocaine. I just want to tell you that he tried. He tried. Even with the owner of the club, the devil came in. He tried to show his card, but we shut him down with the love card that my boy Justified promoted. And we won, just we won, fam. We shut the devil. We shut him down last night.
Glory to God.
And
we gave
out and the vibe in there, you know, was love, you know what I'm saying? And I think what he was, you know, speaking on was to when, you know, we got our program was supposed to get down at a certain time, but, you know, they had another plan to where they pushed us, you know, back an hour. It made it uncomfortable, but it didn't stop it going down. And, you know, we packed the building out, and I'm going to tell you, God got the glory in that building last night because his men of faith was in action. You feel me? We were in action, and we represented, and it was just – it was a blessed event, you know, from my standpoint. Like I said, we was in the club, but we was doing God work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people felt it and have, you know, text me or inbox us like, yo, man, that was live. You feel me? So, you know, it's just about opening up what we do to allow God to get into what we do, and we can have an influence, you know, because the greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So we have all the power on our side. We just have to recognize it and, you know, use it.
So with that being said, people that's out there listening, if you ask God for something, expect it to come. And when he give it to you, just be ready, because it is a job in itself.
Amen. Amen. Much is given, much is required. And, you know, even with, you know, Mafia Radio, this is a commitment to an assignment that was given to us, because Lord knows we have families. I give God time, you know, 7 days a week, but for show, from 2 to 4, this is my assignment. No matter what else is going on, I'm going to be in front of this computer. I'm going to be on Men of Faith in Action Radio carrying out my assignment along with my brother Cocaine. And, you know, even he and I were discussing, you know, going on tour. My brother said, we got to make sure we have all the hookups so we can do Mafia on Sunday. And that just put a smile on my heart. And I didn't tell you that on the phone, Cocaine, but that was like, that just showed me, you know, and I already knew. It wasn't that I doubted it, but it just gave extra fuel to that fire that my boy is really committed to riding this out with us, man, that he, like, we're going to be on tour, but Sundays from 2 to 4, we're going to be on Mafia. And that's big, you know?
All
the glory to God. I appreciate you, Ancho. You know, that's what it's about. And youngsters out there, you know, in particular, it's about that. It's about that family reunion. It's about that OJ type song, you heard? You know, it's like we have to be able to honor each other. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, whoever ain't doing it, you know, especially for the OGs or whatever, whoever ain't doing it, it's not for me to say on this phone who ain't doing it. It's for me to do it. It's for you to do it. It's for the elders to do it. You know, we have an obligation to the youngsters, that as the youngsters have an obligation to have that type of respect. And that's what we want to, you know, introduce into the game, introduce into the communities, is to interject that no matter what, young brothers and young sisters out there, I love you, and I know God loves you more. And, you know, I it's disappointing to see a lot of us just, you know, just going the wrong way, and just, you know, just it's crazy out there. More youngsters and teenagers and girls are being knocked up and getting AIDS and all kind of crazy stuff. But I'm gonna tell y'all something. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you have picked up along the way, you know, God is always a good God. He's never unchanging. You know, he will be there, and he'll bring people in your life that really will help you of things that's already purposely put inside you. See, God purposely put inside you the love that you're supposed to have. That's what we want to do. Y'all encourage somebody out there. And one of the ways y'all can start out there is by getting on your knees. You can't get on your knees. This, the biggest thing you can say is say, thank you. Thank you, God. Just help me. Help me whatever I need to do. You know, and then you'll start to realize some of the things that God has put inside you, you can really show the world, you know, because it's an attack on your youngster's mind. It's an attack on my mind, no matter my age. It's an attack on anybody's age. But, you know, for us to be here and honor each other and really give all the glory, we can honor each other. We don't give. We don't take God's glory. We're only honoring each other as God wants us to. You know what I'm saying? So we go ahead and give God the glory, but I appreciate you, brother, you know, honoring. You know, we have worked hard for a long time, and if it had not been for the grace of God, I wouldn't even be here. Man, it's amazing how I was able to stay consistent for over 24 years through my trials and dark trials and tribulations, and to still have a wife, you know, and all these wonderful children that God let me borrow. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I appreciate that. And y'all need to hear that, because that's part of the gospel too, the street gospel, whatever gospel. The gospel to me is that love, the ride for truth and honoring, and a marriage, a business marriage between our brothers and sisters, you know, and just a marriage, you know, if that's what God was doing. He blessed people, you know, at a marriage, you know what I'm saying, and live by his principles. Because bottom line, Satan is he's the biggest pervert in the world. He's going around and perverting things, you know, and my spirit is not feeling that. I don't judge that, but my spirit is not feeling some of the things, but still, even then, you cast the first stone without sin. I can't judge nobody. That's for God to do. Only thing I can do is tell my testimony and ask God to give me the strength to help somebody, because a proverb says, the generous man himself will be blessed when he shares his food with the poor. And it's like we all poor in spirit. So money don't mean, I like money, but I don't love money. God is not a God on a promissory note to say $100 bill. You know what I'm saying? God is really real. He's real, and he's right here with the ones that are hurting out here. You know what I'm saying? So we have the privilege to be witnesses and vessels that God is very significant, and he's working on the earth. I don't care a mountain. You don't need to compromise nothing. You know what I'm saying? If 1,000 people want to quack like a duck, you let them quack like a duck. Stand up and be your own boss and be the king and queen that God made you. And the only way you're able to do that is seek him first. When you seek him, all your doubts and guilt will dissipate. And that's real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got a lot of faith in the building with us today. A lot of brothers and sisters. A lot of men and women of faith and action on the line. We want to get to these call lines. We ask that we want you to share your testimony, but we'd like to keep it brief because I got a lot of people with their hands up, and I believe that it will be God's will for everybody to get a chance to get on here and give him some glory. So we're going to keep it going with this 864. 864, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine, the Men of Faith and Action radio show. 864, are you with us?
LBC, what's going on with you folks? How you doing?
What's up with it, boss? How you doing?
Oh, man, much love. I like everything, man, you guys doing out here. Man, I'm checking you out, Just. You know what I'm saying? You ain't cocaine, man. It's nothing but positive things, man. It's bad habit.
Bad habit in the building, DPG. What it do, brother?
What's up with you, big homie? I'm saying God bless on this wonderful Sunday, man. There couldn't be nothing else marvelous y'all could be doing, man, but something like this. You know, I thought it was a radio show or something, man, you've been doing the whole time, man. It's really a man of faith type thing, man. That's a total 360, man, in this industry, bro. I like what you're doing, man, and encouraging the young youth, man, and shit, it's always a positive thing, man, in the world we in today, man, because it's very fierce, it's very unhumble, and, you know, we got families turning on families, friends turning on friends, and enemies clicking up with friends. I mean, it's a different type of world we in today, so you must have God to prolong and push through, you know what I'm saying, these hard times. And most young generation, you know, youth these days without parents, and they don't know these things, you know, grandparents, you know, they don't look out for us, you know, they just let us come in and out. So, I mean, it's a city thing, but God is definitely something I turned to in my life, you know, being I ain't had nobody to turn to, just being a knucklehead and, you know, just knowing right from wrong, but, you know, knucklehead, just a way of life, I guess. But, you know, God is definitely somebody you can turn to in them times when you just don't understand, and when you feel like the world's about to crash on you, and, you get a lot out of, you know, turning to, you know, pretty much the Most High, and that's what I learned, you know what I'm saying, following down the path that I pretty much turned down the journey and stuff. And I keep a smile on your face at all times. I pretty much would say, man, stay humble. Humble yourself and carry yourself with definitely positive attitude. Because positivity gets you far in this world. I mean, definitely negative energy, man, you could feel that. And I try to avoid myself. And it all goes down in the same fundamental of the Lord. You know, you learn these things as you grow. I mean, definitely want to keep a level head. Like I said, just stay positive, man. So I like what you guys doing and want to call in. I mean, this new to me. I ain't been to church, man, like 2 years. I ain't saying it's a good thing. I'd love to go today, man, if, you know what I mean, it was that easy. But
we haven't touched now, brother. This is fellowship. See, church, is bigger than a building. You know, church is a body. God is a body. We are, you know, parts of his body. So when we, you know, on this line and we connect, you know, give what my mentor had told me. He said, the Mafia Radio Show is fellowship without the foolishness. You know what I'm saying? We got our song service because we play a little bit of music. You feel what I'm saying? But the power is in the testimony. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I'm a student. So I learn and get inspired and get hope just like I try to put it out there. You know, this show, this is my church, man. I you know what I mean? I go to church when I can, and I go and I get down with it, but I understand that God is in me. He's not at that building. You feel me? I could be in my car riding on the highway on the way to a show and have church. If I'm on the phone talking to my brother Cocaine and we talking about what we've been through today and how God was so good to us, that's church. So, you know, you're at church right now, brother. Church is in your heart, and the fact that you to put your voice to a platform like this, I applaud that, because that's really at the end of the day, you know, the mission is for us to fish men, you know, the ones that God want to use is to pull them out and show them what's up. And it ain't about being a square, it ain't about being a sucker, because ain't no gangster I know harder than God. You know what I'm saying? When the enemy got out of line and thought they was doing something, he sent a flood and washed them out and started new. You know what I'm saying? And spared who he chose to spare. And that flood is coming again. He promised it wouldn't be by water, but this world is coming to an end, and he's going to save his chosen. And it's sad to say it ain't going to be everybody. You know what I mean? Because people have decided within themselves that they're not going to follow that calling. And that resistance is there, and the good of that resistance is that it builds our faith, because what's a fight without an enemy? So we couldn't get stronger, and we couldn't get these squabbles that we got for God if it wasn't an opposition. So, you know, It has its place. So I just want to salute you, you know, for calling in and joining us, bro, you know what I mean, and fellowship that we have in church right now.
Thank God, brother. Because you already know, man. 10 toes.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I encourage you to, you know, stay on the line with us. We got a little bit more time left in the show. We got a few more callers. You know, somebody might jump on this line and say something that's going, you know what I'm saying, inspire you even more. So if you, you know, just ride it out with us, bro, as much love. If you can't, we know what it is. Just catch us online while you're doing what you do. But I'm going to take it down this call line to this 734 that's been holding on. 734, what it do in a Action Radio Show?
Yo, what it do, man? This is V Caliber calling from Saginaw, Michigan, the Murder Met. And I just want to call in, man, and salute Just, you know, you like always, and Cocaine for doing a marvelous thing. And just want to iterate on a little bit what y'all was saying, man, about church. You know, it's very important what they said, two or more are together, that's church. You know, so you don't necessarily need a steeple with a cross in it to have church, and I totally agree with that. And something else I want to touch on today, you know, while I'm at it, and we can talk about that devil. The devil's always busy. And behind the scenes, Just, you know, we get to talk a little bit, and, well, actually a lot. Sometimes I call you too much, but I'm trying to get this thing going with the Men of Faith in Action, because I am a Man of Faith in Action. And every church that I have dealt with here in Saginaw, because there's so much violence amongst the youth, they're so gang territorial that every place that I have went to try to get my venue, I have been shot down now. Because they're so worried about security. They're so worried about, you know, the devil busy. Well, when are we going to stand up against that devil and stop being scared of the children and of the youth? Well, we are supposed to be their mentors and their father figures and brothers and things of that nature. All I'm trying to say is basically is that I believe in what your brothers are doing, and I'm working hard to try to get by yourself. And, you know, if we can get Cocaine to come aboard, that would be awesome. But I am working, and I am still not letting the devil put a roadblock on what I'm trying to do to get you brothers out here to give y'all great testimonies, because I believe that y'all are walking legends amongst legends. Y'all are legends of God, and y'all are men who are doing remarkable things. So that's just your boy, V-Cal. I wanted to just share that little bit about that. And thank y'all for allowing me to speak and share what I had to say.
Man, definitely, definitely. This platform is your home, brother. Every Sunday from 2 to 4, we're putting it down on Mafia Radio. You know what I mean? We want to give a shout-out to all the area codes that are in the building. We got the 310s, the 719s, 480s, 864, 562. You're all in the building. If you're listening online and you want to join this conversation, we got 30 minutes left in the show. The call-in number is 646-200-4945. I want to get everybody that got their hands up that want to speak on, so we're going to move on down this line and bring 480 in. 480, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
Justified, what it do, bro? This yo, Westwood. Cocaine, what it do, big homie?
What's happening? What?
Hey, man, I just want to call in and let y'all know, man, that my hat is off to y'all. Both you OGs is really doing it. This is what the world needs. I know that right now the music business that we are in is saturated with the devil. And I'm raising a baby girl, and, you know, I just know that it's hard to let her listen to the radio today and listen to these little cats basically tear her down. And, you know, how do our little women of these days feel like they're going to go out and find a man that's really going to appreciate and respect them when every time you turn the radio on, all we talking about is shaking it, dropping it, screwing it, this and that, and, you know, all that good stuff that's on the radio today. And I know that I came up in an era of in order and OG status, and I don't see that anymore where OGs is taking, you know, the youngins and grooming them and, you know, taking them into a direction that we know we're supposed to go. Right now we in a world of children who are products of the crack era. Right now we are in a world of children that, you know, second generation crack babies, man, and meth heads, and, you know, all this syrup and these Oxycontins and, you know, all this stuff. And like dude was just saying about, and I forget, I can't remember exactly where he said he was from, but the caller that just hung up talking about getting the venues, I agree with him. When we gonna stop being afraid of the children? These are children, y'all. These are kids, and we're afraid of them. And you know, it's really time to take a stand and really teach what's good. And I'm not speaking of it, to me, it don't matter what faith you have. It's not about faith. It's about what you believe. And if you take it down, every faith pretty much, you know, the driving force of that faith is God. We may call him something different. We may pray to him a different way. But at the end of the day, we all believe in God. And it's time to just take a 360 and go right on back to where that was, where we had some sense on the radio. You know, my child was able to listen to the radio without being told, you know, how to make the drugs or how to drop it low and you know, that kind of stuff. So my hat is off to both of y'all. I know that both of y'all have lived it. Both of y'all have been in, you know, the music business that is so saturated with the devil. And for y'all to be able to grow up into the men that y'all are now and be able to get a radio show like this, it's not a lot of cats in the music business that's really finna stand up and do what y'all doing right now. That takes a whole lot of guts and a whole lot of backing from the man above. And I just really believe, Justified, you are an anointed man. Cocaine, you already know. This cocaine is something else when it comes to that. Y'all, I sat down and talked to him, and the man had my mind blown. So, you know, whoever is out there listening right now, you are listening to two very anointed young men who have been there. They didn't learn this from the school books, you know, or from the newspapers. They lived this, and I salute both of y'all, man. I salute both of y'all. Y'all Westwood.
Man, I salute you too, brother. God bless you. God keep you. You know you're my little big bro.
Team Green Eye, you dig?
Yeah, the Green Eye Committee. You know, but yeah, praise God, man, because that's where it's at. We always chop it up about the music thing, and, you know, we want to incorporate that because, you know, even though you can't turn on the radio, you can still, you know, pull up one of them YouTubes or whatever, and the music lives inside of our heart. But now we want to take it out and really introduce it. So when other people ain't doing it, God called us to do it. We just going to do what God called us to do. Bottom line.
Dig that. Dig that. And believe me, man, y'all will be blessed. You know this already. I ain't telling you nothing that you don't know. But, I mean, it's just real. God already says, you know, I will bless you tenfold what you're doing for me. So, you know, it's out there, and you two brothers will be blessed for what you're doing out there. So a lot of people out there that really need to hear this. Their mamas ain't telling them. Their daddies ain't telling them. OGs is locked up. And like the man said before, you know, the OG get out and scared of the kid this day. You know what I'm saying? These kids, that is on some stuff that we don't know about, we didn't do when we were younger. So, you know, the blessings are coming in full.
Glory to God, man. Appreciate your call, Westwood.
All right, and before I go, caller, I can interject on that as far as, you know, with the grown folks, and that's true as far as, you know, going out to these events. It's like, you know, I tell a lot of, you know, people what events do we do. Hey, man, come on out. We'll do woo, woo, woo. And they say, you know, oh, man, them youngsters out there, they don't know how to act. They don't know how to act. And I tell them that's why we need to be right there with them and show them how to act. You know, cherish your wife and I cherish mine. You know what I mean? I've had so many brothers that have hit me up, you know, after a show or whatever, and be like, yo, man, I really love how I see you with your wife, man, in these venues, and, like, you true to that marriage, homie, and you honor your wife publicly, and, like, man, I hope I can find a good one. You know what I'm saying? So it's the behavior. It's the characteristics. We go into that world, and we influence that world and not let that world influence us. And I say that to say if the OGs go out to where these youngsters is at and lead by example and show them how grown folks get down, how a man of God carries himself in public, they can learn because they watching. But we just sitting back like, man, these little niggas crazy, huh? Man, I ain't going around them. We turn our back on our responsibility, homie. That's why I get out here, why you get out there, and we talk, man. It's you know, it's business, but trust me, I put God first, because when these artists come to me for promotion and they want to do business and they want to do this, that, and the other, homie, I impart God to them. I let them know where I'm at with them, how I stand. Y'all looking for a deal, I'm not trying to lead you that way, because that's that devil business. But I will show you how to use your faith and how God can bless you. If you just put him in front of what you're doing, he'll carry it. So, you know, we got to, that kingdom work is 24/7. It don't stop. It ain't just on Sunday from 2 to 4. It's from anybody and any time that we run across somebody to share that word. We can share the word without speaking. Our actions, they watching. When haters want to rise up on you and talk this whoop-de-whoop, oh, you a buster, you a punk, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Homie, I moved through it with faith in God that no weapon formed against me will prosper, including the pump, including the shock. Whatever the devil got in plan for me, homie, I'm covered. You know what I mean? And I just want to let my brothers know they ain't got to sell their soul to get what God got for them. You know what I mean? The devil is selling a lie. The devil is trying to promise people things that he doesn't own. You know what I mean? How can you, like, that's like me saying, hey, homie, I'm going to let you ride around in a cocaine car. That ain't my car. How am I going to give you cocaine stuff? So how the devil going to give you God stuff? He can't do that. He's letting you borrowing it on a bad loan with a bad, you know what I'm saying, a creditor that's going to be on that butt. So, you know, I salute you, OG, you know what I'm saying, yo, for calling in and using your voice, homie, and not being afraid to let people know you a man of faith and action. You know what I mean? Love you for that. Cocaine, we still got a few more calls on this line. I'm going to run to this 719. They've been holding with us. 719-334, you're in the building.
What it do? This is Steve. Steve, I'm just hitting you guys up. Turned on the show again. I was laying down on the couch, taking my little siesta, you know, and I was just listening to it. And on speakerphone, and I was like, man, they're getting, like, deep up on that today. And I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, I appreciate you guys bringing something like this so where it's a lot different than a church service where people could really just, you know, talk and listen to what you guys got to say. And one of the things that struck me really hard is when Cocaine was telling me God will use anybody. You know, in the Bible, it talks about where God used a donkey if he wanted to, you know. But the reason why I was calling, I even heard this gospel rapper named Jay Sun. He said one of the things that led him to the Lord is he was bumping The Fix by Scarface. Now you tell me how that went. You know what I'm saying? But God will use whatever he got to do, you know, to get your attention. So I just want to tell any young brothers out there, my personal self, I went through a hard
divorce. You know, it was something that I didn't see coming, you know, and years ago. But during that time, you know, with the whole familia splitting up and everything, something struck me in my heart. Well, I knew I wasn't right. So long story short, you know, I had to run back to God. But the first month, this is my challenge for anybody, the first month I was tripping off everything because I couldn't control it. You know, because I'm like, do I want to handle this gangster or do I want to do it like a man of God? You know what I mean? Because I knew a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? I knew a little bit of both, you know, and I really didn't have a choice in the matter. You know, the father told me basically in a nice way, you know, and it's probably, you reap what you sow, brother. That's what he told me, pretty much. And it hurt, bro. Like, just to see my family split up. But my thing is, what I'm going to tell somebody out there is, the first month when I started to renew my mind, it was really hard. I mean, it was the hardest month of my life. But I remember this old school teacher. I never used to talk to this teacher in high school because I heard he talked to the police. So I would never really talk to him. You know what I'm saying? I would just say, what's up? We'd keep walking. But years later, we ended up rapping. I was older. I was old already. Well, anyway, he's the one who told me, hey, homie, like, read the book of John and the book of Psalms in 1 month. And I'm like, how? And he said, well, I just wake up in the morning and read John 1 and go to sleep. Before you go to sleep, read Psalm 1. And then do John 2 the next day, and then Psalm 2 at night. He said, do that for a month. You'll get through the whole book of John, and you'll get through a lot of the Psalms. He goes, do that in a month, and you'll be all right. That was his advice, and that was it. So I'm like, man, you know, I don't even, like, want to take his advice. You know what I mean? Because I was still holding grudges. You know what I mean? I was an unforgiving dude. But during the course of that month, my father broke my heart. And I was like, dang. Like, I'm, like, messed up. You know what I mean? It just opened my eyes to so much because that word don't come back void. So, you know, I want to encourage somebody out there, if you're having a hard time trying to figure out what to do, that's what I did, you know what I mean? And from there on, you know, everything kind of took its course, you know what I'm saying? But, again, you know, listen to your brother's talk, it did something for me. It makes me want to go straight to the hood, start hitting up the homies, you know what I mean? Because I'm good, but, you know, sometimes I forget about those who are less fortunate. So I just want to say that, you know, this is encouraging word, man. It's coming from the, you know, the 719. I'm in Colorado, you know what I'm saying? But for some reason, I happened to stumble upon a Facebook page and bada bing, bada bang. Now, I'm listening to the show on Sunday as much as I can, you know, so.
Man, that's a blessing, and I appreciate you calling in with that. And, like, you know, we get at these cats, and I holler at them like, man, your story might be the story to save somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? Because in this world, we all go through different things. You know what I mean? So our struggles and our tribulations are somebody else out there that's going through that same exact thing, maybe the same exact way you went through it. And for us to be able to get on these lines and say, hey, I went through this, that, and the other, but then I did this, and I went to him, and now my life is like this. That gives them a template to say, like you said, let me try that. Let me try to read this and that. And somebody gave you a blueprint to Christ. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the mafia wants to do. We want to give our brothers a blueprint, and that blueprint is get God in your life. You feel me? You agree with me, Kane?
Yes, sir. Man, I applaud you, brother. I appreciate you. All the glory goes to God. And just like you said, man, you know, you got your family. And just, you know, Papa Jesus, man, is good at all times, man. He's just good. He can turn around. I'm talking about he can forgive, man. And, see, that's why God has got you here, to be an example, to stand up and be courage for him. Because we can, you know what I'm saying, even I'll never forget where I came from. I come from Pomona, California. I come from the west side of Pomona. I love all my folks. You know, I got folks in Compton. I got folks all over. But the thing that we have to get out of is putting the hood before your family or putting the hood before God. We have to change that things that we got tampered with a long time ago. You know, it
was
things
that was my problem, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we applaud you, man, for really, you know, it's encouraging, man, to hear a brother like yourself, man, just really going out there and letting the homeboys know it's cool, man, to stand up for God. It's cool for wanting to take care of your family. It's cool for wanting to put your kids in school and making sure they have a better life. These are the things that God has for us. It's cool to have joy. You know what I'm saying? Instead of looking over your back all the time and worrying about little homeboys that's running around, that they might be here today and the next day they gone. It's not cool to listen to continue to have them killing each other really over a Snicker bar. You see what I'm saying? So we want to get back, man, to doing things what's cool with God now. What's cool with God now? And at the same time, for things that rub us the wrong way, that's contradictive to the spirit, we got to love our brothers and sisters. And if they don't listen, at the same time, you got to just go on and pray for them and keep it going. Because, like the brother said, everybody ain't going to listen. Everybody ain't going to listen. So if 10 people ain't going to listen, all you got to do is reach the one. And we appreciate you being on the show, reaching that one. Reaching that two, because it reached me and it reached a lot of people. But if you only reach but one, you did your thing, man. And I appreciate you, and may God take you to places that will blow your imagination away to help somebody else, man.
Right on, man. Right on. Cool.
Yes, yes. We want to appreciate all our online listeners. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in and bring your faith to the table, the number is 646-200-4945. What I want to do is take you to a little bit of music, let that music, you know what I'm saying, get you moving, y'all. One of my favorite songs and one of my favorite questions to ask my brothers is, who do you believe in?
Let us pray.
Brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block, why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a strike from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror, we can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Take off my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the cash count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one to outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and weed can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living like they get no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep, before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the mess? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plate stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mashing. Heard my cousin, one of the old heads from the block, just came home October 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realized if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitching diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he didn't. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in? Is it Buddha, Jehovah, or Jah?
Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in?
Or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed, being a demon, because this is the joy of believing in, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth, from the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the feelings of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God.
Everybody for tuning in to the Men of Faith in Action radio show. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're winding down on the end of the show, and before we end, I wanted to share a small testimony of my own. You know, we've been pushing this Each One Reach One event that took place on Friday, the last day of the month, with our partner Big to the Boy, him and his company Bam and ENT. You know, they went out to Skid Row to feed the homeless, and I was blessed enough, you know, to be able to participate in that, as well as my brother Cocaine. You know, we were able to participate and, you know, help with the promotion and to push it. And it was the biggest storm, you know, in a long time. You know, they hit California. Rain, thunder, you know what I'm saying, cold, heavy winds. And, you know, we witnessed people being discouraged, saying, you know it's going to rain on Friday. You know it's going to rain. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And, you know, my boy Big and his staff, they was like, we're going to do what God told us to do. We're going to go out here and, you know, we're going to do what we were, you know, the assignment that we've been given. And so me and Big was sitting, you know, on his couch, you know, before we pushed out and was talking. It was like, he was like, what if God is testing us, homie? What if, you know, we using this rain, you know what I'm saying, to see what we really going to do? And I felt that in my spirit as well. Like, if God can't entrust us to carry out a mission in the rain, how can he use us for his work? You know what I mean? So long story short, we ended up, you know, loading up, you know, all the vehicles. We met at the Jack in the Box, you know what I'm saying, on the corner. And, you know, a lot of thugs, a lot of people that society would look at as nothings, you know, showed up in they low riders and they trucks, you know, whatever it is that comes with this life that we lead, you know, were cars full of goodies, you know, clothes, hygiene bags, this, that, and the other. So we pull out of the lot and the rain start pouring down. We're headed to where we're going and it just starts pouring. I'm talking about that rain to make a noise on the window, you know what I'm saying? And so we drive it to the spot. Soon as we pull up on the block where we're going to post up and do what we're doing, the rain comes to a cease. We unload the cars. We, you know, put all the stuff out on the curb, set up the tables, get the food, you know, cracking. You know, the homeless, they coming out, you know, and they getting blessed. And you see the, you know, the smile on the face and the gratefulness in their heart that we was able to go out there and do that. And we just sat there. And in the backdrop, bro, we're looking at all, you know, downtown L.A., all these sky rises, $1 billion, millions and trillions of dollars sitting right on the corner of this, homie. Like, they sitting up in these high rises, and when they look down, this is what they see, and refuse to do anything. Refuse to, they could clear that whole block up. They could, you know, these rich folks, homie, that the devil got in place. You know, they could do a whole lot, and they don't because that's not their job. Their job is to distract us from doing it and to blame them for what they're not doing instead of getting out and doing it ourselves. So I want to, you know, salute my boy Big, you know, for allowing God, you know, to put him out there like that, and to my brother Cocaine for contributing, for me being able to, you know, be a part of that. It's a real good feeling, but that good feeling is not where it stops. We can't feel good for today and forget about tomorrow. We got to get out there, and we got to continue to do this. And this is my request to my people from different cities, different states, all over the, you know, world. So let's do this. Let's once a month, twice a month, once a weekend, however often we have to do it, let's go to these suppressed communities and be a blessing. Let's take what God has given us and use it for his glory and to do what he would have us to do. And, you know, just like I said, I'm honored that God has called myself and Cocaine and a lot of these other cats in the game. It's time to wake up. It's time to stand up, Sure. Kill them, and fight for what's ours. And with that being said, upon request from my big bro Cocaine, we're going to take y'all out with some instructions. Something that we all need to do. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We're going to take y'all out with this Bob Marley. Get up, stand up. We love y'all. Catch us next week, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Same place, same time.
God bless.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't.